It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta.
Hey everybody, welcome to Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. I'm Charboil and with me is
El Bandito.
How you doing tonight, El Bandito, on this lovely Thursday night?
Oh, I'm doing very good, senor. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. And as always, we're here on Podunk Radio.
Do you know it, where you can find the best punk rock and I guess the world now, because we're all over the place. We're all over the interwebs and all over the nets. And so you can find the best punk rock, and then you can come and tune into the Power Hour of Love and find yourself some of the best love advice and some of the most interesting, newest types of musics out there to whet your little palates and appetites and get you all cleansed up to get right back into some punk rock.
Oh, and definitely. We always are talking about the latest in events here in Florida and just all kinds of good stuff. So, man, what do we got going on tonight, El Bandito?
Well, as we discussed at the end of our program last week, tonight we have a very special treat for all of the people out there who are finding themselves in that kind of springtime love flutter.
Yes.
As you meet some significant others and beautiful peoples out there, what you can do is we have for you tonight the top five ideas for a first date that you can go on.
Oh, man. We're all about helping people here on the Power Hour of Love. So, yes, I can't wait to hear some of these suggestions that we have for everybody.
Oh, yes. You know, we're all about spreading the love. And, you know, if the world would be a better place if we could all just love each other just a little bit more. So if anybody out there wants to send some love El Bandito and Charboil's way, hey, feel free. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Gmail at powerhourofloveof.com.
Oh, sounds great, man. I got to tell you about an event that I loved. I just went to it this past weekend. It was Spooky Empire up in Orlando, Florida.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, and it was all praising the love of everything horror. Horror movies, horror comic books, horror TV shows, because we have those now.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, one of my favorite things while I was there, I got to meet the legendary Alice Cooper. We mentioned this last week when we talked about our events.
Oh, yes, that's right, that Alice Cooper would be there, the legendary.
Yes, definitely. And there was a lot of other actors and stuff. But yeah, it was just a real nice time. And it's really cool to see the horror community come out just like the, you know, the comic fans and stuff do for all the mega cons and different conventions.
Oh, definitely. And conventions are getting bigger and bigger all the time. And, you know, they have your Star Trek conventions, your comic book conventions, your anime conventions, your horror conventions, your, you know, they even have accounting conventions now. So, you know, they have all these conventions and, you know, we absolutely support them because they're bringing people together. And, you know, whenever you can express your love for a certain idea or trend or medium, it's a good time.
Definitely. Let's talk about another thing that people love. Like we said, the comic books. You know, El Bandito, did you have a chance to check out Batman versus Superman?
Ooh, I haven't not yet. Have you seen it, senor?
I did, and I have to tell you, even though there's a lot of negative reviews out there, I did enjoy it.
Well, I heard it got slammed by critics, though. You know what? They give it like a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes or something.
Oh, man. It was hit with lots of Rotten Tomatoes. But let me tell you, I mean, if you're a fan of Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns and things of that nature, the more grim and dark versions of Batman and Superman, then I think you will be pleasantly surprised. They did cram a lot in there. I won't get too into it because I know you haven't seen it yet. But I have to say, there's a lot to be taken in. But honestly, I think the heroes were done superb. But the villains, they needed some work.
Well, you know, you say they cram a lot in there, and El Bandito's policy is, hey, the more you can cram in there, the better.
Well, I think that's Zack Snyder's policy, too, because, man, there's a lot of shit crammed into this movie. But honestly, I'm looking forward to see what they do next with the, you know, the other movies, you know, Justice League, Wonder Woman. Like I said, definitely check it out. It's worthwhile.
Yeah, and all you beautiful people out there, make sure to head out to the theaters and see it, because, I mean, as much as critics want to be like, eh, you know, $170 million opening weekend, can't be wrong.
You know it. And we got to be honest. I mean, we're real deal superheroes, you know, Batman and Superman. I mean, they're like celebrity superheroes,
yeah.
You know, they go out there and like, yeah, they get all the limelight and stuff like that. But we're really the guys that are out there cleaning up the streets.
Oh, definitely. You know, we hit the 9-to-5 out there, you know, making sure people are safe, and no one wants to write famous movies and things about us. But, you know, that's because people don't understand what it's really like to be a superhero.
Oh, man, it would be awesome for us to get. What did you say? $1 billion check in the mail. That would be pretty awesome.
Oh yeah.
You know, but hey, we do it for the good, right?
Oh yes, we do it for the people. And again, it's all about love. You know, we love our city, we love our town, we love our planet, we love our peoples. And anytime we can help them out is always a pleasure.
You got it, El Bandito.
You said I got it. Like I'm just rambling over here.
You got it, El Bandito. Nah, man, you that's it in a nutshell. I mean. Like, you know, you just put it on, you know, you got to do the right thing and you got, you know, spread the love. So definitely, man. Well, hey, it looks like it's about time for our first musical break. First up, we have here Urizen with Boxmakers.
We'll be right back.
Now, that was your Zen with Boxmakers.
Oh, yeah, that's a great track, man. I know we've seen them perform that a few times live.
Oh, definitely. And this is an act. Boy, they are incredible when you see them live. Their stage performance is just over the top.
Oh, yeah, man. They have a kind of a Dr. Wily kind of character come out, and he's messing with them and trying to keep them hooked in as robots, and they fight them and, you know, just battle them the whole set.
And, you know, he comes out in a giant, like, mech suit and, Nerf missiles into the crowd. I mean, it's outrageous. Oh, and yep. Just so much fun.
Oh, it's a great show. And actually, folks here in Florida will get an option to see Urizen again. They're touring with Necrogoblicon. We'll be talking a little more about that further in our events section.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So stay tuned. Listen up to this event section. This is something you have got to go and see.
Oh, yeah. All right, El Bandito. So moving on, let's jump on our topic for today.
Sure. Well, first off, I would like to remind all the beautiful peoples out there that they can hit us up on Facebook or at powerhouroflove@gmail.com with any questions that you may have or, you know, concerns you may have about love and relationships or about life in general. And if you send us some messages, then we can get in touch with you and answer your question either live on the air. You can call in, or we can just read your email if you just want us to read your email or comments or whatever. But, you know, we are here for you. We are here for the people.
You got it.
So if there's anything you need, feel free to drop us a line and you'll get the best advice money can buy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And since it's free for you, that's what you get. But for tonight, we do already have a pre-planned topic. Like we discussed last week, what we would like to talk about is the top 5 dates that you can go on when you first meet someone, when you really need to impress them and like shine it on and make a good impression, the 5 best choices that Charbol and El Bandito can give you.
Oh, definitely. During that introductory stage, it's most important to put your best foot forward. So here we go. Let's hear it.
Well, actually, I have compiled from askmen.com.
Askmen?
Yeah, it's askmen.
Oh, ask.
Like questions, yeah, and questions things, and you ask them. But it's from askmen.com. They have their top 10 suggestions for first date.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're gonna do a little compare and contrast here.
Yeah, so what I was thinking was we can go through the list of their ideas and tell the people what we think of them, and then tell them our 5 ideas, which are way better in every concern. But I wanted you to hear this, especially Senor Boyle, because this is terrible advice that they give you for dates here. This is hilarious.
Oh, especially from assmen.com. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I definitely like the asses, but, you know.
Yeah, if you are all about ass men, there's nothing wrong with that, but not exactly the kind of expertise that we have.
Let's hear them.
Okay. Their number 10, drinks at a bar.
Okay. So that's the date, just to go get drinks?
Yeah, just to go get drinks at a bar. What do you think of that?
I do that every night.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't that sound like that's how you met a woman?
Yeah,
like,
pretty much. Yeah.
Why are you taking her out to a bar so some other guy can come and hit on her there?
Very true. Very true. Why stack up the competition?
Yeah, and this sounds like a terrible idea. And plus, what are you going to do? Have like 4 or 5 shots and then... Or mix drinks and then say something stupid?
Exactly. If anything, have drinks at your house where, you know... Things can get a little risque after, you know, things get heated up.
Definitely. But, you know, you want to impress a woman first. Show her your suave and your intellect. A lot of that doesn't really play through when you've had too many drinks. I mean, we've had Chucky Bucks in here enough time the audience to know that that is not exactly the best foot forward.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah, so let's scratch that one off the top.
That one's gone.
Okay, so what's next?
Okay, number 9, coffee.
Like drinking it or
going out for coffee to be like, I'm going to buy you a coffee. I mean, I understand the appeal of having a cheap date, but when you're like, hey, I'm going to spend $4.95 to buy you a latte at Starbucks. I mean, what kind of date is that?
Yeah, you're definitely not setting yourself up to be like, yeah, you know, I'm a really structured individual that, you know, has a good job. So, you know, let me just go buy you this $4 coffee. I mean,
way to look like a baller, you know?
maybe get yourself like a couple of those scones and some of those other
things. Go ahead and splurge, honey. Get yourself the double shot of espresso inside your $4.95 coffee. Now we're up to $7.
Yeah, have you ever eaten any of those pastries and stuff? They suck, man. No, I don't think I've ever had. Well, don't. You go over to like sweet cakes or something.
I don't like coffee. You know, most people tell me that.
Me neither,
you know,
yeah.
They tell me all the time, say, El Bandito, you talk about 1,400 miles per hour all the time. And I think you should switch to decaf. I said, I don't even drink coffee.
Maybe we should do that as a thing one time where you actually do drink coffee here on the show and see how much faster you talk. Hopefully I slow you down. We'll have an opposite effect. back.
Yeah, instead of running into you know, the wall of the hour mark every episode, we'll get done in 29 minutes.
Oh yeah, we can't have that. Justin Jordan would kill us.
No, he's fine. Justin loves our show.
We'll just give him some coffee.
Yeah, we'll have to give him some decaf so he stops jumping all over us all the time.
We love you, Podunk.
But so coffee sucks. Yeah, again, yeah. It's kind of the place where you would meet a date, or you would meet a woman or a man for the first time, and not a place to go, and you're going to sit in some stinky coffee house and have boring coffee. It's boring.
Not to mention a lot of the people that usually hang out there. Hey, wait, doesn't Justin have a show called Caffeinated Podcast?
Yeah, but I think they just inject caffeine into their veins or something, you know? Or they're just drinking Monster Energy drinks, you know?
Are you sure? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, because there is caffeine in there, yeah. In there as well. Okay, good point. All right, so what's next? Let's get off of coffee.
Okay, so number 8 is bowling.
Well,
that's not really that bad.
I mean, I like to bowl. Yeah. You know, I mean, I usually can't find one of the balls with holes big enough for my hands, but, you know, it's still fun. You know,
you always have that argument every time we go out for bowling, but I keep telling you, just shrink down a little bit more. And then,
El Bandito, as I've told you time and time again, I don't do small. I mean, they don't let me wear my shoes up there, you know, because they tell me I got to fit into all of these like regular shoe sizes.
Sure.
And my hands are too big. But I do like that they have a sock machine there.
Why do you like the sock machine?
Well, because, you know, sometimes, like, you know, I might wear my oversized sandals and forget, you know, shoes, so I could buy socks there. But I usually have to buy 2 or 3 of them, cut them up, and, like, put them together because, you know, there's none big enough for my feet. Well, but
again, I understand that your main power is that you can grow to any size, you know, be 100, 300 feet tall.
Exactly. But, I like that size.
You always shrink back down and just shrink a little bit more, and then we can go bowling without having to pay, like, $45 extra for shoes.
Well, like I said, I there's a certain minimal height that I like to shrink down to, and yeah, that might be 6'8", but you know, that's, you know,
each their own.
But
you know?
But like we said, this isn't about just us. This is about the listeners. And
sure.
Bowling is a lot of fun. Yeah. Usually they have that little place, little snack stand where you can go get some snacks. And you know,
well,
you know,
was one of the suggestions that they made. Was they said that they oftentimes have beer at the bowling alley, so that's nice.
Once again, drinking alcohol at the bowling alley, you're doing other stuff. You're not just sitting there, and usually, like, you have your lane, and there's not going to be someone else. If someone else comes over and messes with your lane, that's a total asshole move.
Oh,
so,
totally.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, it's less likely than the bar, you know. Like, so, yeah, you can enjoy a drink.
Yeah, and you have your own personal lane. You have your drinks. You're there with your date, and that's nice. And one other thing that they brought up, which, again, I actually thought was kind of a good idea, was that it's competitive. You get to see the competitive nature of the person you're with.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, see if they're a good sport. See if they're one of those people that, oh, he's got to win.
Yeah, you know, or if they win and then they rub it in your face and make fun of you. And then you're like, hey, I kind of let you win because you're a woman. And then she's like, no, you didn't. You got like a 17, you know, out of 10 frames. And I'm like, no, I'm normally very good. And she's like, no, I seen the way you finger those holes. I don't want to go on a date with you no more. And so, you know, the competitive
They would. Maybe that would be, you know, a thing to be like, hey, wait, and, you know, some people are the different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, some people like the more aggressive double hole fingering, but, you know, other people don't. So
this is true. This is true. Now, and like we say, you know, it's kind of cool that you can, like, punch in funny names into that little screen. It's like, yeah, bowling's fun.
Bowling's good.
I could get behind bowling.
Okay,
we've
done 3 so far. One of them's good.
Gotcha. Right? Yep. Okay. Bowling's cool.
So let's go ahead and go with number 7.
Right? Okay, what's number 7?
Number 7 on AskMen.com's top 10 things to do on a first date. They have dinner.
Well, eat dinner every night.
Yeah, just go have dinner. Again, I mean, dinner snooze
could,
fest.
Yeah, stuff, you know, with the food you eat at the bowling alley could be dinner.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and this, it's not a good suggestion. This is the number one thing everyone thinks of when they think about a date. Oh, we'll go have dinner. We'll sit across from each other, have someone bring us food. You know, that's it's boring. You know, it works. I mean, don't get me wrong. It works. You can do it, but.
Now, dinner at Rachel's would be a whole different.
Well, definitely for me. I think that's a great, like, first date test. You know, you take a girl to the strip club and she just starts dropping, you know, dollars like a baller. Then I'm like, hey, okay, this is a keeper. That's perfect for me. But I can tell you from experience, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get that reaction.
It's not going to be a good time. So what kind of dinner are they talking about? Just like the Outback Steakhouse?
Yeah, they're just talking about, hey, wait, didn't they drop off our sponsor list?
Oh, shit. Yeah, they did. You know, it was something with, you know, it was because of Chucky Bucks.
Oh, yeah, because we gave him that gift card and then he went there and... now they dropped their sponsorship.
Yeah. So okay, don't go to the Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, don't go to Papa Huey's down in Papa Pompano Beach. If you want to impress a date, that is where you go to impress a date. I can tell you that.
That
right
is
now.
A good place to have dinner.
It is. It's fantastic.
So. Yeah, dinner. I don't think that needs to be on our list because we have dinner every night.
Yeah.
You know, you need to make this special.
Exactly. So okay, number six. Now this one, I think you are especially going to love. This says theme park or carnival.
Oh man, whoever wrote this one in, that's actually pretty unique, you know? Because I mean,
okay, it's unique and it's good, but I would like to amend this to being carnival and fair.
Oh, okay.
Because I mean, even we live in Florida. Guess what? I'm not going to drop $100 on someone I don't even know to walk into Disney. You know,
that's true.
Because it's like, we may have a good time because you can't not have a good time on Splash Mountain.
That's true.
I may be spending $19 for a giant turkey leg on some bitch. You know?
But wait, she could be wearing a white shirt and then going on Splash Mountain. You might get a little peek at the goods. You know?
Okay, so on the off chance that you meet your date. She has a white shirt on and it's like 9 a.m. and you're going to get your money's worth and you happen to already be in Orlando, then sure, take her to Disney or any theme park, Universal, whatever.
Dude,
but,
you know it's $95 to get into Legoland?
Yeah, exactly. theme park, terrible idea.
And that's one person.
Yeah, take her to the carnival or to the fair. It's like $8 for a ticket. You go in there and you get to see a giant horse and then like a small man ride the Gravitron, eat some crappy nachos and puke.
That is true. I mean, same thing, you can imagine the kind of food we eat when we go to the fair. So if, if you're a person that you're trying to date or get together with, like sees you eating all that crap and they're still okay with it, like they could be a keeper, like a lot of times everyone's like, always trying to keep fit and, trying to impress her. But you're going to indulge when you go to the fair.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I don't know if it's okay for me to make a personal shout out, but I met this beautiful woman's named Bree and she was eating Oreo cookies and meatball subs and everything like that. And I was just like, man, to watch a beautiful woman like you just eat like a machine was the sexiest thing I ever saw. So you're absolutely right. If you can take a woman to the fair and she wants a chocolate covered bacon on a stick and she wants to eat that while she's eating a foot and a half long corn dog, then yes, absolutely stay with that woman forever. You should probably marry her. She sounds fantastic.
And if I could give a shout out to someone I love, it would be the Luther Burger.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Luther Burger. If you don't know what a Luther Burger is, it's a bacon cheeseburger stuffed between two Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yes, no buns, just Krispy Kreme donuts, meat, cheese, bacon, and your rights in your boil. This is absolutely the finest meal concocted by man. I know a lot of people out there say cheese, donuts, sweet. It doesn't sound right, but trust me, everything about your brain will say thank you.
Exactly. It's amazing because it sounds disgusting, I'll admit. But yes, all in all, Luther Burger, if you're looking for something to try at the fair, try it. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, definitely. So Luther Burgers, girls that eat Luther Burgers,
yeah.
The fair can be an amazing place, an amazing date. So we will totally give them credit for carnival fair. But theme park, what the fuck? You guys are retarded.
Exactly.
They live in states that don't have theme parks. Their theme park is like, what's that one?
Cedar Mountain?
No. The really stupid one. They just go and there's all old shit there. Colonial Williamsburg. That's the theme park they're going to.
There you go.
They want to churn butter with their daters. I don't know what Ask Men is doing.
But totally the fair. I can get behind that one.
Yeah. Okay. So number five. This is another snooze fest. They have Stroll in the Park.
I don't think they've been to any parks here in Florida. I mean, especially as hot as it is outside. Yeah.
Let's go walk around in 87 degree heat.
Yeah.
With barely any foliage, but tons of insects and bugs and disgusting snakes and things to creepy crawl all over you. Which, hey, it's always nice when women are running around and clawing at their clothing because they have some weird things on them. But it doesn't end up well when they get hives and things like that.
And not to mention, what time of day are they expecting? I mean, let's say it's nighttime. Do you really want to go for a stroll in Central Park at night? Yeah. Do you want to get mugged at the same point?
Want to live through your date, right?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm all about keeping things interesting and exciting, but shit. I think there's a lot better things we could come up besides stroll. I mean, I get sometimes, taking a walk or something. Mm-hmm. But like you said, depending on the time of year, where you're at, at the same time, these people might be from the north where they can walk around outside and not, get a heat stroke.
a stroll can certainly be very nice, but for a first date, it shows no effort on the part of the host there. You know, if you ask a woman's out, you say, hey, I want to walk around with you. She's going to go, wow, thanks for putting so much effort into this and spending so much money on me.
Yeah, let's just go parade around in a place where people usually bring their kids and animals to shit everywhere. Both of them.
No doubt, senor. It's not the ideal date. You know?
Definitely. But,
okay, so those are numbers 5 through 10 from AskMen.com's list of the top 10 places to get a date. So we're going to go ahead and jump into another musical break. And when we come back, we're gonna give you their top 5. And you'll see how stupid these are.
Definitely. And, yeah, this week we got another one from Professor Shy Guy. We heard an awesome cover from him last week. Here's one of his originals off of his new album, Every Day.
Sometimes I wanna fade out, but I guess I'll have to stay now and hear the things that people say as I walk home every day. It's how I survive. I guess I can't run away. Or let down their aim and see.
Ooh, and that was Every Day by Professor Shy Guy.
Yeah, that was a great track there, man. I mean, I know we really enjoyed his cover of Simple Minds last week, but man, it was cool to hear something original by him.
Oh, definitely. You know, and it's funny because he has such an amazing singing voice.
Oh, yeah.
But he sticks to his nerdcore roots, you know?
Oh, definitely.
You know, he sticks to what he loves, and he shows that commitment to his fans, and I think that's great. That's great on him.
Oh, definitely. And then from Buzz going around, we'll probably be seeing him sometime this summer. We'll definitely keep you up to date on when Professor Shy Guy will be making his way through Florida. So, El Bandito, so we covered a few of those ones from AssMen.com, you know, so are we going to continue on?
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll shoot through the top five that they have.
Awesome.
And we'll see what their best top five is.
All right, let's hear. What's number five?
Okay. Okay, wait, I think we did number five.
Okay, well, what do we got for number four?
Okay, no, I think I've miscounted here. We did number five was A Stroll in the Park.
Okay, which sucked.
Yeah, which sucked. So we'll move on to number four.
All right, what do we got for number four?
Number four is Going to a Museum. That's a snooze fest, right?
I mean, it's funny. It's like if you're in New York City or Washington, yeah, you want to go to those museums.
Yeah, we can go to our museum here that shows you how the nuclear power plant works. You know, sounds exciting. Thank
you. That was great when it got you out of a day in like fifth grade. But it's like,
yeah, I mean, even if you live in downtown Miami, going to a place where there's going to be lots of children's and things like that, I mean, that's not really romantic to me.
Exactly. You know, and it's like, yeah, like, you know, I mean, if it's art, you know, how vast, sure, like people can be with art, you know, and how different things make people feel. I mean, on the other hand, it might bring you closer together, like the Kingpin and Daredevil in that one lady.
But if you end up going to a museum that's like a science museum, because that's what's around.
Sure.
And the person you ask out has no interest in science whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted to get to know you, and now they're learning about, you know, how tornadoes work.
Yeah.
It sounds like a snooze fest.
Or think about the, you know, the whole thing, you know, politics, religion, you know.
Science. It's right up there. Politics, religion, science. Things you don't talk about on a date because you're going to bore your partner to death.
Absolutely. You know, so, yeah. It's
museum, you know, womp womp, stinks.
Yeah. I mean, it's something, you know, you want to do, like you said, when you go to like a major city or something, check out one of their museums. But
sure.
Because we're all about the science. It's just.
Oh, definitely. You know, and if you know your partner's interests well. But you're talking about a first date. This may be, I mean, hey, if you met, you know, on a, you know, chat room for sciences and things. Or I don't know if they have those sort of things.
But, I'm sure they're out,
you know,
there.
I know the women I date, I take them to a museum, they are going to fall asleep in minutes.
I think I have the best way to label this one, El Bandito. Museum? Fuck that.
No doubt, senor. Okay, so let's move on to number three.
Let's hear it.
Number three, I think you may like this one. Go to a cooking class.
Oh, man. I think that's the best one I've heard so far.
Oh, I know, right? Hey, as much as I love enjoying a good snack, you know, can't you lump this into like active dinner?
Yeah, you know? That's true. You could also do this at home. I mean, you don't have to go to a class. Plus, like maybe you can do it with a little less clothes on. And
I can no, because this is the actual article here is saying take them to a cooking class.
Oh,
where both of you learn from a professional. And
okay.
You know, in El Bandito's opinion, there's nothing better than taking out a date and showing her exactly the role you want her to have in the rest of your relationship. That is a terrible idea, isn't it? Why would they do that?
This is true. It's true. I mean, what are you doing? Going to Subway, teaching her how to make a sandwich?
Yeah, it's you know. It's a test for her. You have to make sure, hey, can you know how to make a sandwich good? Okay, then you pass. You're good. You can go out. It's terrible. Stupid idea.
Now, you know, this would almost be like good too if it was like, hey, these are things to go to before you go on a date.
Yes.
You know, learn some skills.
Yeah,
you know?
Or again, go there to meet women.
There's an old saying where it says, knowing how to cook is like knowing how to fuck. You got to do it for the rest of your life, so you might as well be good at it.
No doubt, senor.
I just remembered, actually, that comes from Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, very nice.
Films all those, all the, you know, Desperado and, you know, the Mariachi trilogy.
I know you're telling the fans at this point because I know you know that El Bandito.
Obviously, yes.
Knows the greatest Mexican director of all time.
Absolutely. Well, he, on some of his DVDs, he does these 10-minute cooking schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he teaches you how to make, like, homemade tortillas and all kinds of different good things. They're good to check out. You know, there's lots of
cooking stuff. Cooking is always good. It's always great. As our first date, it stinks. Us talking about it is making me hungry. Let's move on.
Definitely move on. Yeah, definitely not a first date. Maybe a prep to a first date, but yeah.
Terrible first date.
So what's number three?
Number two.
Number two. Yeah. There we go.
Okay, this is great. It says ballroom/salsa/club dancing. So I don't know if they mean all three here or if they mean any one of them. Because
imagine all of those going on in one room. that would be an event.
That sounds like you're like a clusterfuck. So you're guaranteed to be fucked that night, but it's going to be in the cluster.
Now, I mean, I know you meet a lot of people on the
dance
floor.
You can meet people at a club dancing. Why you're going to ballroom dancing with someone that you don't even know if you're compatible with.
Exactly.
Sounds like a terrible idea. Yeah. Why you're trying to salsa dance with someone that you don't know if you're... I mean, if you're not good at salsa dancing, then you can't go to the salsa dance thing on a first date. If you are good at salsa dancing, you can't go to the salsa, because you're going to make your partner look like an idiot.
Exactly.
You know? So this is a stupid idea all the way around. And again, why would you take your woman that you're trying to impress for the first time back to a club where you probably met, and then have other men be trying to dance with her and sweat on her and grind on her and all the things you want to be doing.
Right there with the bar, you know, it's kind of in the same vein. That, yeah, why are you going to bring it to a place where you're going to have a little more competition?
Oh, definitely. You know, and not to beat up on any of the white folks out there, but if you can't dance and they see you can't dance, then they know you can't fuck. So. Yeah.
Just like cooking.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to be good at them all.
So not a great idea. I mean, stay away from it.
Dancing, cooking, and fucking. Those are.
Yeah. They're like politics, religion, and science, but in reverse. Yeah. They're the three things you do want to talk about on a date.
So that one gets ditched. All right. This is the one we've all been waiting for.
The number one.
Number one. What do they got?
This is AskMen.com's number one idea for you to take a first date on, whether it be a man, whether it be a woman. This is their number one idea. Are you guys ready for this?
Let's hear it.
Skydiving.
Wait a minute. You mean, okay, you want to get to know somebody. So the best thing to do is to go jump out of an airplane?
Yeah, fall 10,000 feet, you know, at 300 miles per hour or whatever.
Are you sure you didn't get these off of assholemen.com? Because like...
I think it's from idiotmen.com.
Who would do that? I mean,
I don't know. I can tell you this. I'm fairly certain skydiving is not cheap.
No, you got to take a class to do it. It's just like cooking.
Yeah, and I'm fairly certain that probably one in five people are fucking terrified of doing this.
I know. Is this like trying to get someone to piss their pants the first time on a first date? I mean, what?
Well, okay, that is kind of a goal at times, but definitely not for if it's a contemporary date for our listeners and things.
Sure.
Not a great idea to have your date's heart explode out of their chest as they plummet to the earth.
I'm sure it's really exciting, gives you that adrenaline rush that you can't get nowhere else. But yeah, like as a first date, like, I mean.
That's a terrible.
Like you said, for one, it's pretty pricey, sure, you know,
your partner may not even be that into it. I mean, I guess it's something you have to discuss ahead of time, and then maybe if they're really into it and you're really into it, then
what if they get up there and they check it out?
Oh, totally. Like, it's like now you spend $200-$300 on you spend $200-$300 on pussy, but the wrong kind of pussy.
This is true. They got a pussy. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. I'm telling you, El Bandito, I mean, a couple of these on this list, I could back up, but man, like skydiving, that's absurd.
So AskMen.com, you've got maybe three good suggestions out of your list of top 10, we're going to give you a failing grade here tonight.
Take your list and shove it up your ass, AskMen, because no one's going to do any of that.
So listen, this is what we're going to do for you tonight. All you beautiful listeners out there, you've heard the top 10 things that you can find just Google searching on the internet, and they're shit. Yes. So tonight, El Bandito, Senor Charbol, we are going to give you the top 5 primo ideas that are realistic, that make sense, that will have a great time for you and your partner, that will impress people, that will show people just the right amount of, hey, I'm willing to spend money on you and make your dreams come true on a first date.
And we're going to do that right after the next musical break?
Yep.
All right, what do we have coming up, El Bandito?
Let's take a peek. It looks like, ooh, this is very nice. We have Croque Monsieur by Word Burglar.
Word Burglar. Burgie's in the house. Let's hit it.
Start the jam. I'm bringing words together like an ampersand.
Word bird.
About to make your goddamn pampers damp. Slamming amps off the ramp, getting a tam tam. Classier than your tramp stamp ant in the Trans Am. Call Bram Van. This shit is 3000. A habitat for humanity. Free housing. Help people move. Thanks for giving a listening everywhere you go. Like pigeons at Islington. Different. Never try to play shock rappers. Like seeing Vinnie Paz at a pride parade. My time of day is every time a rhyme is sprayed. And I'm good without the shine. Like a diamond in the shade. Whether your fave Slaughterhouse is Ace or Kurt Vonnegut. If you make a mixtape, make sure you got a Berg song on it. A hominid who likes his PlayStation modded it. Style self-taught. And I let myself audit it. Aw, shit. This ain't a ham and cheese. It's Croque Monsieur. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot. I don't buy it like a shoplifter. Lyrical Croque Monsieur, making your plot thicker. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot. I don't buy it like a shoplifter.
Hey, wait, no, I like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without the word.
A burger lot. Cause y'all starving.
And I keep warming up like someone who just bought me a sweater. Cause good things take time like a watch repossessor. Never leave you hanging, count on your burgie. For more lines than a sale at Burberry. Subverting, can I get a five like Laurier? Cause being boring is so cliched, I'll behave. I stay on the mound like Halliday. And when I see an alien, I say Salome. From salad days to all you can eat luncheons. Get attention like F-bombs at family functions. Curmudgeons wondering, what the hell is he doing? Who's your target demographic? Humans. Whether you're consuming macaroons out in Saskatoon or back in Halley cracking brews in the afternoon. If someone says that they're better than you, they're just a fraud like a vegan wearing leather at a zoo. Aw, shit, this ain't a ham and cheese, it's Croque Monsieur. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter. Lyrical Croque Monsieur, making your plot thicker. Promoting dope coast to coast like a pot sticker. How can I not give her? What am I, chopped liver? Don't think it's hot, I don't buy it like a shoplifter.
Hey, wait, no, like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word. A burger lot.
Cause y'all starving, I'm living extra large.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the beat.
Always bringing you hot, hot shit. Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word. Wrecking shot when it comes.
Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without
the word. A burger lot.
What are you doing?
Yes, is it Croque Monsieur?
It's a Croque Monsieur, huh? I mean, I don't know. It looks like a ham and cheese to me.
To the layman.
All right, that was Croque Monsieur by Word Burglar.
Word Burglar is such a smooth cat. I have to tell you, he's like the finest wordsmith I've ever met.
His wordplay in all of his songs is just awesome to listen to. And like, the more and more you listen to them, the more things you catch each time. It's kind of like, you know, when you listen to a song, sometimes you're like, you get it all. But it's like when you can go back and listen to a few more times and like, man, I didn't even catch that the first time. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yes. It's like watching a really complicated spy movie, and then you watch it again and again, and you keep noticing little hints in the background.
Oh, man, yeah. It's so cool. And yeah, we had the pleasure of meeting Burgie a few years ago, and, man, he was just a cool cat.
Oh, totally. And he knows how to party, too. I remember a few hours later, I came by and saw him in the hotel swimming pool at about 3 a.m. with some topless woman.
Oh,
and
man.
He was just like, hey, come join us. And I was like, oh, you're having enough party for two, you know?
Man, I'm surprised you were able to control the El Bandito urge there.
Well, you know, there were plenty other of women around. I mean, he was already working pretty far on that one, I figure.
That's true.
Let him do his thing.
I'm pretty sure you were about through with your second bottle of Jack Daniels by that time.
You know it, senor. I was. And, you know, I was working on getting it to this lovely woman.
Awesome. But yes, Word Burglar is out of Nova Scotia, Canada, or it might be Toronto, Canada. I know he moves around a little bit, but yes, he's an awesome rapper from up in Canada, and he comes down into the States every so often to grace us with his awesome rhymes.
So thank you, Word Burglar, for throwing us some awesome tunes, and keep doing what you're doing, senor.
Be sure to check out his latest album, available on iTunes.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and jump right back into our topic here. So far, we've gone down the list from AskMen.com of their top 10 ideas for a first date.
Yeah, and they're pretty assy, if you ask me.
Yeah, we pretty much vetoed 90% of them. They were just terrible. Don't do any of that shit. We're going to tell you, like, the real deal now.
Man, I can't wait to hear these.
Yeah, now this is a personally comprised list between El Bandito and Señor Charbol.
Yes, yes, this is true.
And these are things that will make a good impression and give you the most bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. You know, by the end of the night, you're hoping for some bang.
And just to, you know, yeah.
At a loss for words there, El Bandito?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
So let's hear it. What's number five?
Well, number five on our list is mini golf.
Oh, man. I fucking love mini golf.
Mini golf is an absolutely fantastic first date, usually because when you go, it's a whole...
In one.
It's a whole experience that you go to, you know, where they'll have the mini golf, they have the go-karts, they usually have, you know, batting cages, they have arcade games, all those things like that. And much like we were talking earlier with one of the only few good suggestions from the AskMen.com list with the bowling, is that you get that competitive side of your date to come out, and you get to see a little bit of their personal selves that most people tend to keep hidden.
This is true. Yes, definitely. So it's in that same vein, like you said, the mini golf. And they're usually a lot of fun. You know, they have like the little designs, you know, windmills and stuff, like blocking where you hit the ball through. And like, you know, a lot of times they'll have like a theme, like a pirate mini golf or something like that.
Exactly.
So it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the whole reason that we want to suggest mini golf over the other is not only because of the versatility of the compound where you have the different games and the things like that there, and the go-karts, which is fun. I mean, everybody loves that.
Yeah.
But because the event itself, when you're playing the mini golf, has the different obstacles in it. You know,
bowling
is like the same thing over and over again. You know, you just throw the ball down the lane, you throw the ball down the lane. If your date's not very good, if you're having an off night, it doesn't look good.
Oh, totally.
But with the mini golf, you have a different experience almost every hole. You know, anytime you can play around with as many holes as possible, you're going to have a good night.
Get out there, get yourself a hole in one, guaranteed a good time.
So now we move on to number four.
So number four would be a game night. Now this could be a lot of different things, you know. You know, if you met this person and they're, you know, of the nerdy persuasion, you might be able to get them into a game like, let's say, Dungeons and Dragons, or maybe a card game like Munchkin. But it could be any kind of game. I mean, it could be like one of the classics, Monopoly, Life, stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
The Trivial Pursuit is very popular.
Oh, good point, yes.
The Cards Against Humanity for nerdier people is very, very broadening out to all sorts of...
Absolutely, yeah. Fans, I mean, I even saw it in a couple local bars.
Yes, so, you know, but the idea behind this is to get yourself in that comfortable scenario where you have some other friends there to kind of back you up. You know, they help you make you look good. I mean, don't invite your douchebag friends to try to steal your girlfriend and things, you know.
Yeah, you don't need one of them around.
No, you have your wingman, and he comes with you, and she has her wing friends or wing women or whatever you call them.
Absolutely.
I don't know if women are really good with wings, but, you know, you get together, and then you get to really show off some skills in a game. You know, you also get that same competitive insight into your partner, you know, through a game. Or you can team up with your partner versus your friends or other couples and things like that. And you just have a myriad of experiences that you can combine together and really get to know that person and have some fun in the process.
Well, like you said, definitely with a game like Cards Against Humanity, that could show you some real levels of humor that some people have, you know.
Definitely.
I think a game night is a perfect number four
and
for our list.
It's also very safe. It's a safe thing, you know, you're in your home, their home, a mutual friend's home, something like that.
Certainly.
Or it's a personal engagement. And the more intimate and personal you can get on the first date, the better.
Absolutely.
But if you're looking for a place to be intimate and personal and to have this game experience with them, we're going to go ahead and move right into our number three, which is go to Big Dog Comics and Thunderdome Gaming.
Absolutely. Big Dog Comics and Thunderdome Gaming up in Fort Pierce is your one-stop shop for all things nerd-related. We're talking board games, card games, comic books, action figures, everything. Go see Captain Joel. He will hook you up.
Yes, we had Captain Joel on the show a few weeks ago. He's a charming man. He's a charming personality. And when you go inside of one of his stores, it's a very personable and welcoming environment, you know, and you'll have a good time with you and your date. And, you know, you pay a few dollars, you get to play some games, you get to try out new things with them, and you get to meet other new people.
You know, it's a good crowd down there at Captain Joel's, and everybody has a great time. And yeah, it's just, like you said, an all-around good atmosphere and positive environment. So speaking of Captain Joel, we know a few weeks ago he sponsored Reunite 2, which was an awesome live event here on the Treasure Coast. So our number two on the list would be attending a live event. Now, this could be a variety of different things. Music.
Going to a local wrestling event.
Maybe seeing a outdoor festival.
Or yeah, a street fair, like a food festival or the pineapple festival.
There's a lot of variety when it comes to these live events. But just being able to go somewhere, experience some good entertainment, and then also being able to cut away and have some conversation, have some food, have something to drink, just really, you know, helps you bring each other together.
In a lot of ways, it's about spectacle. You know,
yes,
you're both
yes.
together and you have something else to see, enjoy, and experience. And when you have that experience that's external and you get to share that with someone, now you have something to reminisce on, recite, talk about, and always share that fantastic memory when people tell you 6 months down the road, oh, how did you two meet?
Oh,
and you say, oh, you know, we met like this, and then our first date was magical. We went to see this show, and, you know, the guy was rocking on stage, and he pointed right at us, and we were like, oh my God. So we turned around, we took a selfie, and now you have this great romantic story about your first date, and that's really what you want.
I was just thinking, too, even like the following Monday, you know, if it was on a weekend that you went to the event, that you would be able to tell all your coworkers, yeah, I went to this really nice event and it was with this other person. You know, it's just, it really gets you, like you said, a memorable experience.
Yes. And that's exactly what you want on your first date, is to have a memorable experience. You want to leave that person with an impression, you know, and when you get to go to these live events or you go to Big Dog Comics, and then when you go to the mini golf, you will find that, you know, you're putting out there a little bit of extra effort for your significant other. You know, you're going to spend a little bit of money on them. You're going to show them something they haven't seen before. And then even with the game night, like you bring a game to the event or you bring a nice bottle of wine or something, and now you look like the rock star of the night.
You always got to bring your A game.
Absolutely.
So El Bandito, it's that time. What's our number one?
Okay, so our number one is an all-encompassing event. You guys are going to love this, right? Now, we gave it kind of a stupid name, so you have to bear with us, but it's shopping.
Shopping? Yeah, okay, explain.
Yeah, so the name sounds kind of weird. It sounds like kind of a girly date or whatever, but basically what this means is that you're going to take your date to a very romantic setting, right?
Uh-huh.
And not like a mall or a mini mall or something like that, but a nice outdoor venue, something like City Walk in Orlando or City Place in West Palm Beach. You know?
Okay, okay.
There are many areas like this all over Florida. They have them in Naples. They have them in Fort Myers. They have them in Miami, of course. They have them in Jacksonville. But they're these outdoor plaza type areas that are really elegant, really nice. You know, the Bayside in Miami, all these things. Now, the idea behind this, right, is that it has everything you're looking for in a date. When you go there, you can walk around and you can window shop and you can see all of the nice items inside, you know, and you take your date in there and say, hey, try on these jeans. Hey, look at this. You know, if they really like something, maybe you can buy them something. Maybe you don't have to. Maybe they enjoy just window shopping. But the point is, that's a very fun activity. Now you're talking about things. You're looking at different things.
Very true. And there's always usually some restaurants in there, too.
Absolutely. So once you get to talking, things get going, you're walking around, you're moving a bit. Now you have lots of conversation, and then boom, you can segue right into having a little bit of dinner. You know, then you have that nice romantic dinner, just like they're talking about. From there, you can head out and walk around a little bit more. And 9 times out of 10, they have these nice little exhibits there, whether it's a fountain, you know, it's playing some music. Maybe they have a live band there, like the live events we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes they have an art gallery or one of those galleries of furniture that's like really fancy furniture and things.
Sure, sure. Antique and stuff.
Yeah, which is almost as good as like an art gallery.
Very true.
So now you're walking around, you're looking at pieces and things like this, and you get to express and talk and share those memories and those moments of what you see and feel as you look at these different things. And with all of that combined, at the end of the date, if there's a movie theater in this particular plaza that you're in, now you have a nice, intimate, romantic getaway to get to and share a spectacle.
That's very cool. You're right, El Bandito. That is all-encompassing. It kind of has all of our lists kind of combined together. So definitely earned its spot as number one.
Yes, this is definitely El Bandito's number one date idea that he takes women on all the time. It's always a great night. It always makes a great impression because you get to have, again, that beautiful story of an evening that you shared, and you did a lot of different things. You experienced a lot of different things. And like we said, you get all the experiences from the different dates combined. You get the live event, you get the museum type gallery thing,
yep.
You know, you get the coffee and drinks at the bar or dinner, you know, whatever happens to be there. Then you can even wrap a movie into it, which is fantastic, or possibly even live events, depending on what's going on in that plaza at the time. So anytime you can prepare ahead of time and find out what's going on and plan any of these types of dates, you're going to have a guaranteed great night.
Well, that was an awesome list, El Bandito, and you're absolutely right. We always like to know what's going on in our area, which we're actually going to get to our events in our next segment. But first up, we got a track here by the Ghetto Zombies titled Zombie Apocalypse. Hit it.
We are the undead, and you can't deny we rock the mic like a motherfucking samurai. It's a zombie apocalypse, and you know you should have bought good seats for the zombie show. You came here alive, but you leave undead, because the zombie apocalypse starts in your head.
1, 2, 1, 2!
A motherfucking samurai. It's a zombie apocalypse, and you know you should have bought good seats for the zombie show. You came here alive, but you leave undead, cause the zombie apocalypse starts in your head. I've been on Earth for a century since I died. I spent a century fucking zombified. Everybody knows that there is no rest, and if you're wicked, let's get a bulletproof vest.
Creeping on the ground, we're coming up fast and we're bringing a sound. State to state, hood to hood, get a wild zombies, no, I can't be good. Don't check your brain at the door, we're hungry as fuck, you will eat some more. Zombie apocalypse, zombie apocalypse, zombie apocalypse, zombie.
Like a motherfucking samurai, it's a zombie apocalypse, and you know you should have bought good seats for the zombie show. You came here alive, but you leave undead, cause the zombie apocalypse starts in your head. I've been on Earth for a century since I died. I spent a century like I'm zombified. Everybody knows that there is no rest, and if you begin, best get up for the best.
Underground, we're getting wild zombies and we're bringing a sound. State to state, hood to hood, a zombie apocalypse, it can't be good. Don't check your brain at the door, we're hungry as fuck and we'll eat some more. Zombie
apocalypse,
zombie
apocalypse,
zombie
apocalypse,
zombie.
Okay, that was the Ghetto Zombies with Zombie Apocalypse. What do you think of that one, Boyle?
It was pretty good, man. You know, I remember when I saw the Ghetto Zombies a few weeks ago, they opened up with that song and really got the crowd moving. I know the track that we played last week, Adrenaline, was a little more, you know, heavier and faster and stuff.
Yeah, I had a little more adrenaline.
But definitely.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a good opening song. You know, it's kind of safe, you know, but it warms the crowd up, so that's good.
Absolutely. But yes, definitely check out the Ghetto Zombies. They put on an awesome show. But now, El Bandito, we got to talk about some of our upcoming events that we have coming.
Si, senor. And we have quite a list of spectacular events coming up here in April.
Let's hear them.
All right. So first up, on Saturday, April 9th, we have Nation of Decay with their EP release show for Enemy Lines.
Well, that sounds pretty wild. Where's that going down?
It's going to be at the Oceanside Pub in Jensen Beach. Now you'll enjoy this. It's a free show.
Hey, look at that.
You can't beat that price. But it is for 21 and up. The show will be supported by Killed by Florida, Dead Between the Walls, and many more.
Oh, those are some good metal acts from down here in South Florida.
It ought to be an awesome metal-filled show.
Awesome, man. Well, definitely look forward to hearing some new tracks by Nation of Decay. Well, next up, Thursday, April 14th, at the Back Booth in Orlando, we have Necrogoblicon. El Bandito, I know we've seen these guys a few times on YouTube.
Yes, we have, and they're an excellent act. They are tons of fun. They have super awesome videos, and I can't wait to go and see them.
Definitely. Tickets are $17 at the door. Show starts at 7 p.m. This is one of Necrogoblicon's only two Florida appearances. So if you want to check out Necrogoblicon, you definitely got to stop by the Back Booth on April 14th. They have a couple of awesome supporting acts playing with them, such as Psycho Stick, Urizen, as we heard earlier, Withering Earth, and Orlando's own Sci-Fried.
Oh, yes. Urizen is amazing. You know, they have such an amazing stage show. And I know this Necrogoblicon, they have some pretty intense stage performances as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they have John Goblicon that comes out on stage with them and dances around and occasionally gets on the mic and stuff. Real funny guy.
Now, he's the star in the video too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, so we'll have to throw a link up to that on Facebook or something so you guys can watch this video because it'll knock your socks off. It's pretty entertaining.
Absolutely. And as we said, Sci-Fried is going to be there. And we remember Funky 49 mentioned them a few weeks back when we had them on the show. So it'll be great to see them opening up the show for Urizen, Psycho Stick, and Necrogoblicon on April 14th at the Back Booth in Orlando.
So yeah, make sure to check it out because like Charbul said, they only have a couple of shows here in Florida, so this is one not to miss because you never know when this chance is going to come around again.
You got it, El Bandito. And speaking of one-time chances, the day after, April 15th, down in Lake Worth, Morbid Movies are at it again, this time bringing one of my personal favorites, Creepshow, to the big screen. Tickets are $10, and what's very special about this as well is it's Morbid Movies' one-year anniversary event.
Fantastic. So 12 months of awesome movies already, huh?
Oh, you know it, man. They're always bringing back a cult classic to see on the big screen, probably for some of us for the first time ever.
Absolutely. So, yeah, make sure not to miss that. The Creepshow at Morbid Movies down in Lake Worth.
Definitely. It's sponsored by Fine Print Shoppe. And the show will also feature a free raffle with your purchase ticket.
Okay, and wrapping up the month, on Friday, April 22nd, we have another Ignite Pro Wrestling event.
Oh, yeah!
This will be again at the National Guard Armory in Fort Pierce. And the general admission is $10 at the door. Ringside tickets can be purchased advanced online. But be sure to check out the website for more info on kid discounts and family ticket packs.
Oh, that's awesome that they're offering up some different discounts and group packages.
Yeah, it's very cool. You know, that's kind of outside the box for an indie organization. Oh. But, I mean, kudos to them for really, you know, stepping it up.
Oh, totally, man. I mean, nowadays you can't even go see a movie almost for under $10.
And get this, for your ticket price, the show is also featuring NXT star Leva Bates.
Oh, I love Leva.
Ooh, you know it, senor. It will also have a ton of other indie superstars.
Oh, awesome. I'm sure Chico Adams and a lot of the other folks that we've seen running the circuit will be there.
Hopefully the Lucha World Order.
I'm sure they will be. We got to get out there because I'm pretty sure they're going to have you join their ranks next.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, I'm nowhere near as talented as them, but you know, if they let me use my sword, I may be able to hold my own.
Awesome.
Well, bell time is at 7 p.m. Again, that's Friday, April 22nd, Ignite Pro Wrestling.
Man, sounds like a great list of events between now and the middle of April. I mean, I can't wait to see what we have next week.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be even more amazing things. So make sure to come back in 2 weeks and listen for the brand new set of events that we will have right here on the Power Hour of Love with Charbul and El Bandito. Okay, well, that ought to about wrap things up for us tonight. We hope that all you beautiful people out there are able to take something away from tonight's episode. Take these suggestions of these wonderful dates, not from askmen.com, but but from from Charbel and El Bandito and the great advice that we are giving you for surefire first dates that you can use to make a great impression for the beautiful person that you are trying to impress.
Well, I'm definitely impressed with our list, so hopefully all the listeners are too. We look forward to our next episode in 2 weeks here on Podunk Radio.
And again, if you have any questions, concerns, love advice that you may need, feel free to hit us up on Facebook or at powerhourofloveatgmail.com, and we will help you spread the love.
Peace out. Yeah.
I don't understand. Things were going so great, but what happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
Listen. I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you.
Consider that a divorce.